I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A judge has set a date for the redo election in State House District 28. The race between Republican Representative Dan Gasaway and May primary winner Chris Irwin will be decided on December 4th. Gasaway, who lost the election by just 67 votes, said many residents voted in the wrong district, and there's more than enough evidence to prove his case.
So the subsets of all those three steps down made a pool of 72 is how many we've identified and proven in the court case.
Habersham County election officials say some of the discrepancies may have been caused by the redrawing of district lines over the years. Republican candidate for Governor Brian Kemp released his plans to address school safety in Georgia Wednesday. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Kemp says he'll keep students safe by offering each public school one-time $30,000 funding to boost security. He referenced several recent school shootings, saying boosting safety is a priority.
And as public servants, it's our job to do literally everything that we can to keep a Georgia school from being added to that terrible list.
Kemp also wants each high school to have its own support counselor to focus on things like mental health, opioid abuse, and connecting students and parents with appropriate resources. His opponent, Stacey Abrams, also wants to strengthen school counseling programs and to address mental health problems. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
MARTA is under investigation over a complaint that it failed to fulfill its obligation to provide 20% of work to disadvantaged businesses. The complaint stems from MARTA contractor MV Transportation terminating subcontractor Gresham Transportation Services. MARTA says that since MV Transportation worked with another minority-owned subcontractor, there was no violation. The Federal Transit Administration is probing the deal. Gresham was awarded $650,000 following a May complaint about the broken contract. Georgia's unemployment rate has dropped below the national figure for the first time in 11 years. The rate of 3.8% in August was just below the national rate of 3.9%. Last August, Georgia's unemployment rate was 4.5%. The State Department of Labor says Georgia also hit a record high of 4.96 million employed residents in August. And the family of a Georgia Tech student killed by a campus police officer last year says it's going to sue the university. 21-year-old Scout Schultz was killed by Officer Tyler Beck last September after Schultz approached the officer with a multi-tool and refused to drop it. A lawyer for Schultz's parents says the student appeared to have been experiencing a psychological breakdown, and Beck overreacted by shooting. The officer is still on paid administrative leave. Georgia Tech has since implemented new initiatives, including improved mental health services and officer use of force training. And in sports, in MLS action, Atlanta United came away with a last-second come-from-behind win last night, beating the San Jose Earthquakes by a score of 4-3. The next game for Atlanta is Saturday night against Real Salt Lake at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.